Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I look for trouble and I found it, son. Straight down the barrel of a lawman's gun. I try to run, but I don't think I can. You make one move and you're a dead man. Friend, ain't living long like this.
Ain't living long like this.
Am I, baby?
You know Mark Alford's in town.
You!
When Waylon Jennings is your AOTD.
We're kind of like Waylon and Willie. Thank you, Rob.
Welcome back, my friend.
Where have I been?
You look good.
Thank you.
So, Alford is doing the no sugar diet, too.
What is with everybody with no sugar?
I don't know.
Well, hold on. Let me refer. I get a little sugar at night.
Oh, no.
Okay.
But mainly no sugar and no flour during the day. Does that make sense?
So meat and veggies.
Well, I call it the Keto Plus. You ever heard of Keto Plus?
Yeah. Well, we've heard of keto, but not Keto
Plus. All right,
Plus.
Keto. You go into ketosis, right, where you don't have a lot of carbs and you start burning a lot of fat. Keto Plus is where you have that, but you still drink beer. So.
Oh, so it's Keto Plus beer.
Yes.
I see.
So you don't really go into ketosis, but... the keto diet's hard to maintain after you've been on it a couple of months. I mean, mm-hmm. I know there's people who do that who are watching or listening right now. But I've done this for 6 months. I've never felt better.
That's like the California. I'm California drug free. That means I still smoke weed, but I don't do drugs.
But I don't inhale.
But I don't do drugs.
Everybody looks good. Kara, you look good.
Thanks.
You got a new kiddo.
Yeah.
So two boys now.
Two crazy little boys.
How many are you going to have before that, it's
over? We're done.
Are you really?
Yep.
You have three.
We do have three.
Or two and a half.
Yeah.
All right.
Because you're not really his mom. You're his fake mom.
I'm his fake mom. So, if you ask Dana.
Hmm.
So, but two biological and one bonus.
That is awesome. That is
one
a great
fake.
Family.
One
I
fake.
Bet you're a good mom, too.
I try to be. You know, this morning I was awake about 2 a.m. nursing the baby and got to hear the thunder sleet, which was exciting, as it's pinging against the window and the lightning is lighting up my... bedroom.
Doesn't that sound like a good name for a band?
Thundersleet? Yes, we were talking about that this morning during our morning meeting.
At the Sprint Center.
Thundersleet.
Thundersleet.
You guys suck at picking band names.
What would you do? What's wrong with Thundersleet?
I had a high school band. We had the coolest name ever.
Which was?
The Dislocated Hips.
Oh, God.
Were you 90?
Now appearing at John Knox Village.
Exactly.
Shut up, Ron.
Dislocated Hips.
I always like Sucking Chest Wound for a band name.
Oh, God.
That's a visual.
What's the greatest band name of all time?
Cool and the Gang.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You can't go wrong. It's Cool and the Gang. When you're at the concert and the girl next to you is like, which one's cool? You're like, baby, they're all cool. It's Cool and the Gang.
What's the one that's, you're going to kill me, the Panic at Something?
At the Panic at the Disco.
All right, so I don't know who the hell they are. And so there was a story that came up, a story that came on our prompter. It was yesterday or the day before, and it said something about tickets at Panic and the buying, what the hell
Panic
is this score?
At the Disco.
Panic at the Disco. But usually you put something in a teleprompter, you put quotation marks in it, so you know that it's a proper name of something. So if you're reading along.
Mm-hmm.
So the sentence didn't make sense. I'm like, what the hell is this saying?
There was Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco! We had Panic in the studio. Of course, all the young people who write the scripts are going, this old fart doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, it sounds like he didn't.
He didn't!
Would you know a Panic at the Disco song if I played it?
No, that's the thing. I said, play something so I'll know what you're talking about.
Well,
I don't.
Rod, their stuff is clean, right? I can play
it,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Panic at the Disco.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Clean?
Yeah, High Hopes is a big hit. Yeah, yeah, I like that song.
High Hopes, High Hopes. Now, I know the
Dwarfs. They're not the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah.
Okay.
Weirdo. You know this song. Hang on. Do you listen to any current music at all that doesn't come from Texas?
No.
Okay.
I should.
Hang on.
I should be more educated. No.
Nothing?
I can name that tune in 20 years. No. I think I know their kind of rhythm, though. I think they've seen something else that I would know. Can you play another one? Sir?
Here, I'll give you this one.
All right. I am really bad, and I know you guys are really into music, and I'm sorry.
Too late.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah, they wrote Bohemian Rhapsody. It's originally their song. Queen remade it.
That's Queen. That's not
40 years ago.
Finish the lyric.
I don't know.
If I'm not back again this time tomorrow.
If I'm not back again this time tomorrow.
Carry on.
Don't quit your day job.
Carry on.
Oh, my God. You're terrible.
And now the news. Why do I feel like I'm turning into Ted Baxter? I'm the Ted Baxter of freaking Kansas. Do you really think I'm that bad? I know you love Chris Katz. He's the consummate professional. But anyway, what happened?
I think you are Ted Baxter, yes.
That's pretty scary.
Here, let's play Finish That Lyric. You ready?
Hold on, my thing went out. Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Broke my leg in Santa Fe.
Here we go. Somewhere along the way. But that sun is high in that Texas sky.
Oh.
I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free.
God,
Amarillo by morning.
No.
Amarillo's where I'll be.
You got one line right.
Amarillo by morning. No. Okay. That was called a key change. Up from San Antonio.
No, I believe that's called flat.
Everything that I got is just what I got on. Well, that sun is high.
Please,
that Texas
please stop.
Oh, my God, stop. For the love of Christ and all that is holy, stop.
All right, I went to George Strait's Going Out of Business concert 6 freaking years ago at Sprint Center. Why is he still touring?
I don't think he is.
Yes, I saw it on social media the other day.
News to me. I had no idea.
And are any of them ever actually done? Like, really?
Yeah, I anymore? Mean, give me a break. Screw you. Later this month, no, talking about farewell tours, I am going to the 19th anniversary of the KISS original farewell tour on February 27th at the Sprint Center because I went to the original farewell tour at Sandstone in 2000.
Jeez.
Yeah, I've been to a few of those farewell tours.
This is a band that is constantly on a farewell tour. It is the 19th anniversary of their original farewell tour. And like an idiot, I keep buying the tickets.
And they wear adult diapers now,
yes.
Don't they?
And I'm taking my mother. She's
That'll
my,
be nice.
Yes. My mother, who would not let me listen to KISS when I was a kid, I have bought her a ticket. She is 74 years old, and she is going to see KISS for the first time ever.
Wow.
And she's going to sit right next to me, and I'm going to take a lot of pictures. Because St. Margaret would not let me listen to KISS when I was a kid because it stood for Kids in Satan's Service.
Oh, that's right.
And Gene Simmons had a cow tongue sewed into his mouth, and that's why he had the long tongue.
And that was satanic.
They were very satanic. Mm-hmm. Kids in Satan's Service. That's what it stood for.
Knights in Satan's Service, right?
Yes, it did, Rod. It stood for Kids in Satan's Service.
No, that's not true.
Rod, it's true. My mom said it was true back in the 70s, so I know it's true.
Okay.
and Gene Simmons had his tongue removed and had a cow's tongue sewed into his mouth.
Gross.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so I'm taking
all of those are fibs.
That is not that those are not fibs. Those are truths.
Are you giving your mom earplugs for the concert?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You know, she's going to be like Roman. She's going to be curled up in the fetal position, crying, begging you to take her out of there.
We're going to leave halfway through Detroit Rock City.
Is she going to take her lighter and as they're singing Beth, I Hear You Calling?
Well, are you allowed to do lighters anymore?
No, you use your cell
phone. I know you use your cell phone. Cell phone. But
no,
I
was at
can you even?
I was at the Independent Silver Sinai Center, and some jack wagon who pretended to be a country music singer, and I forgot his name. I don't consider it country, but we went. It was free. I went. And people were all doing their cell phones, and there was three people with lighters.
Actual lighters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
kind of funny. Yeah, you had to be there.
So, yes, I'm taking St. Margaret February 27th. We're looking forward to it. In fact, I'm taking the whole family.
The kids and everybody?
Maya didn't want to go. I'm taking Kelly.
A whole family outing.
I'm taking Kiss. I'm taking Kelly. These were Christmas gifts, were Kiss tickets. So.
But really, the Christmas gift was for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Kelly, me, Sarah, my mom, and then my brother's whole family.
You have a good seats?
They're okay.
And Maya's okay with not being a part of all this.
She has no interest whatsoever in seeing Kiss.
You know, well, she has a lot in common with them. She's about the same age as them.
Ooh.
What?
Maya?
No, your mother.
Oh, my mom. Yeah, my mom is about the same age as Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Mark Alford in for Dana Wright. She's on vacation in Florida. Rod Babcock, Karen Marksar. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. No, wait, stop the tape. Almost heaven. Rod says this is a cover song. He wants to know how long it takes me to figure it out. Go. West Virginia. Oh, this is a remake of John Denver.
Country Roads. This is a band called Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
They're a punk rock band out of New York, and they only do covers.
Really?
No wow. Originals. It's all covers.
I like that.
Take me home, country road. Mark Alford filling in today for Dana Wright. Story here from KMBZ.com.
Who?
KMBZ.com, so you know it's true.
Oh, that's you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought you said C. I was going to
say. An embattled Kansas military school has announced it plans to close after the conclusion of this school year. St. John's Military School is closing. Mm. The school says it had only been able to stay open due to the generosity of a few donors and its endowment fund. A $369,000 arbitration award back in December against the school and its endowment was made public last month. An arbitrator found the school failed. Who cares? The school is based in Salina. It's a boarding school and has been dogged over the years by litigation. Opened in 1887. And the military school will be closing at the end of this year.
What was the litigation over?
It involved, hang on.
I mean, are they sinking financially, basically?
They failed to supervise cadets and inflicted emotional distress on a bullied 11-year-old student who had been tied with his harasser in public.
Not good. Blah, blah, blah. All right. So the question is...
Would you ever send your kid to a military school?
No.
You know, my
I'm
uncle...
I'm tough enough on
my,
him.
My uncle, my younger uncle Mike, was sent to a boarding school. I don't think it was a military school. And... When he was a kid, and I remember asking him one time, my grandfather, and he was a horrible human being.
Really? Why? Oh,
he was just terrible. Horrible. And it was my mom's stepdad.
Like verbally or physically?
Verbally. Just a horrible human being.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, my younger uncle was sent to a boarding school, and I remember asking him one time, we were out having lunch or something, I said, why have a kid if you're going to send the kid to boarding school? Why have a kid, and I asked this question regarding this story about this St. John's Military School in Salina. With all due respect, why have a child if you're going to send it to military school?
Well, I think the history of that was that families that had been in that system and saw the benefits of a structured indoctrinated, a lot of morals and integrity that was taught at these schools.
You not teach that at home?
You can teach that at home, but it is, you know, if you need a more structured environment where dad and mom are both out working, and for whatever reason, then I, you know, the Missouri Military Academy.
Wentworth?
Was that in Wentworth? Didn't it close down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a, with all due respect, sir, I'm going to totally call BS on what you're saying.
Why?
Because on me or him?
On either one of you. Because every person I've ever known, I've known a few people that went to military school.
Okay.
Every single one of them were in trouble. Were, you know, stole a car, got caught with drugs, snuck out. It never was, well, my father and my grandfather were both in the military, and so I'm joining the military academy. It was always, we're at the end of our wits with you, and they won't let us lock you up in jail, so we're sending you to military school. That's
really?
That's it. That I know no one that went because it was a tradition.
I only know people who went.
But, Rod, I'm not making the argument that people go because it's a, quote, tradition. And maybe up in the Northeast, this is more common than it is here. You know, people going to the preppy, whatever,
right,
boarding school. You know, I'm going, where are you going? I'm going to Bannister.
Yes,
Bannister, private school. No, it's 3 hours from home. What I'm saying is, if you have to send your kid to boarding school or military school, maybe it's not them. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're not that good of a parent.
You don't have enough time?
Or patience?
Or maybe you're not a good enough. What,
or
if the
structure?
Parents good enough, maybe the parents recognizing those deficits in their ability and their skills.
Then stop
and they're investing
having
the
kids.
Money. Well, what are you, social engineering now?
Maybe.
You got to have a license to have a kid?
That would
go through
nice.
Parenting?
Wouldn't that be nice?
I've got a friend, I think, who's going to call in who is he's very high on military schools because he is a product of it.
Okay. 576-7798. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marks.
A registered sex offender back behind bars today. More next.
Stones. 576-7798. Let's go to the hotline real quick. Mark's friend Gail is joining us on the hotline. Hello, Gail.
Hey.
Hey, what do you say, Parks?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, you guys are right about the military school thing from the standpoint. Most of the guys were there when I went to school with 72 to 75 down in Missouri Military Academy in Mexico, Missouri. Most guys were in trouble, but you know what? There were a lot of guys like myself. I wasn't really in trouble. I need a little discipline, but I thought it was really good. My grandson goes to the camps every year. I don't send him to military school because his mother won't let me, but I will tell you, he goes to camp every year, and it teaches him discipline. It teaches him how to say yes, sir, no, sir, stand up when a woman comes walking in the room. It really does a lot of things for him. I want to clear up, make sure that military school is getting a good rap, because I think every kid in this country ought to go to military school for at least one semester.
Really?
To get the discipline. You betcha.
Gail is a friend of mine and one of my best friends and one of the finest persons you will ever meet in Kansas City.
I have no doubt.
And you owe me $100 for that, Gail.
I know. I'll get it.
No, but seriously, what did you, what was the biggest thing that you took away from military school?
Well, most of it's, you know, the discipline. You know, I was a pretty rowdy kid. I wasn't a bad kid. I'd never seen a jailhouse in my life, and I didn't never smoke dope, as you know, Mark, and I don't drink. I mean, I'm not that kind of guy, but I mean, it taught me discipline. It taught me how to handle myself as I should be. You know, I think kids today, you can see, you know, we all are talking about this. I think kids today need to be taught, you know, banners. They need to be taught that when the national anthem is playing, you stand and you salute, put your hand on your heart. I mean, that's just how you do things, because that's the right thing to do. They teach a lot of difference between right and wrong. And,
Gail, it says, I'm looking down, it says Mark's buddy on the hotline.
There you go. Mark's buddy.
But Gail, wouldn't you argue our parents said the same thing about our generation when we were younger? I go to sporting events. I see the kids stand up and put their hands over their heart. I think we always live in this proverbial world where the next generation will never be as good as we were. And, you know, they don't put their hand over their heart. Well, they do put their hand over their heart. They do stand up when I go to Kauffman Stadium and when I go to Sporting.
I was at a high school basketball game the other night, and half the stadium was sitting when the national anthem was.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I wish I was.
Come on, Gail.
I'm telling you. Well, I've got pictures of you, but that's how bad it was.
That's kind of sad.
I'll tell you, that is a fact. I mean, that's disrespectful. That's not right. When that national anthem's playing, and now we're off military school on another subject, but I'm just saying, I mean, I knew at a young age I needed a little discipline. And this, and the military school truly did give me an opportunity to be able to move into adulthood with a hand up. There's no doubt. I mean,
well, you know, but if your story is accurate, we have no reason to doubt you.
Thank you.
That half of the kids sat down and didn't stand up. Who is that really on? Is that on them or is that on us as parents?
You know, it's just a combination of just how things are right now. I mean, it's like, I mean, why? Well, why would you do that? It just doesn't make good sense.
Because you haven't been taught proper respect at home.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a little bit of everything, don't you think, Clark? It's not going to be one thing. But the point is, there's just a right and there's a wrong. And that's
why isn't the school insisting on it? Stop the national anthem. Everyone get up off their butts.
No kidding.
And you leave the arena.
I want to do, Mark. If you've been there that night, you would look to me in shock. I wasn't.
I can't believe that.
I couldn't either believe it. I have pictures. I'll share them with you next time I see
you. Jeez.
It's unreal of what we allow and what we don't allow in this day and age. You know, it's just unreal.
Back to this military school thing. Yeah. Your dad was a successful dentist, right?
Yep, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
And he loved you. Did you ever feel unloved or like he wasn't a good parent because he invested for you to go to a military school?
Well, I mean, back in that day, it was almost $30,000 a year. I mean, that's 1970.
Wow.
That, guys. I mean, that's a lot of money. Today, it's probably another, maybe twice that. I don't know. It's really expensive. That's the problem with military school, is it's so expensive, and not just anybody can go. So if you're in military school, you're paying a significant amount of money for room and board and everything goes with. You know, it's not a cheap deal. But I felt like Dad, you know, Dad and I got along great. You know, I don't think that's really something in military school. I was kind of a Han Yachter. Nobody got along at that point. Still am a little bit. And here I am at my 60s. So.
All right. Hey, Gail, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it.
Love you, man. Bye.
Lauren and Lee Summit. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, it's Laura. How are you?
Oh, Laura. Beg your pardon. Hi, Laura.
Love our show.
Thank you.
Listen to you every day.
Thank you for letting me host it. Thank you.
This is the second time you brought this up, and that's why I had to call in this time. Mm-hmm. My son's in military school, and he goes to in Mexico, Missouri. It was the hardest decision I had to make, but I just couldn't get him to go to school here. He just decided that he wasn't going to go. He wasn't a bad kid. It was just truancy. And it just got to the point where nothing I was doing was working. Mm. And I had tried everything from taking everything away to, I mean, it just didn't work. So this was the final straw. And, you know, I have to agree with a lot of what Gail said. It is an awesome, awesome school. They get a top-notch education. And, yeah, it's hard. When they first get there, they hate it. They're like, what in the heck did you put me in, you know? Because they got to learn all the rules. They got to, you know, they got to go to bed at a certain time. They can't have this. They can't have that. But now that my son's been there so many months, he actually likes it.
How many months?
He's been there since August.
Oh, 7 months. Okay.
What's the tuition now?
They give you grants. You have to apply.
But if you paid full outright and you had a lot of money, what would you pay?
The original price is $38,000.
Oh, well, Gail said when he went in the '70s, I think it was the same place in Mexico, Missouri. It was $30,000.
So it didn't go up much.
No.
But that doesn't include their uniforms. Mm-hmm. And every month we get a nice little bill on email with all little extras and this and that and this and that. So it's not cheap.
So what is the one thing that you have seen in your son in the 7 months that has totally, like, wowed you, like, wow, this is really cool?
He acts, he's a big gamer. And when he was at home, everything was about the Xbox. I mean, the Xbox was his world, and that was a lot of the problem. Now, he has his Xbox at school now, but he knows he can only play it at a certain time. But when I see him now, he is just, he's more mellow. He's not ragey. He's more respectful with me. He smiles. He's genuinely smiling. He's not sulking, you know. When he was at home, he was just, the world is just awful. A typical teenager.
Maybe I need to go.
I mean, I really, that guy.
That's
Gail
how
was
I
saying,
feel.
The guy Gail was saying it would be nice if everybody could go for one semester seriously. I agree.
Wow.
Wholeheartedly. My son did not do good with regular school in the big classrooms. They have smaller classrooms. I just can't say enough about it. It sucks driving there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a 3-hour drive.
Well, God bless you, Laura. Thank you.
Hang on. How old is he, Laura?
He's a freshman in high school.
And do you plan to keep sending him there all the way through high school?
I would like that to happen, yes. He's not completely, convinced that's what's going to happen, but yes, that would be the goal. The kids that graduate from there, it's a big, huge deal when they graduate, and I mean, it would be nice, if the finances are there, and if I can keep them going there, absolutely.
Do you miss him?
Absolutely, all the time. That's what I said. It was the hardest decision I ever made.
That must be tough.
I mean, so we get, he can email if they don't get their phone during the week. They only get it on the weekends, unless they hold a grade point average of, I think it's 3.7 and above for a certain amount of time, or if they're a senior. So, I don't get to talk to him much. But
can I ask you a couple, and Laura, you were the one who had the courage to call into a radio program. You can tell me to go blank myself all you want, but can I ask a couple of personal questions?
Sure.
Do you feel like, because he's what, 14, 15?
He's 15 now.
I mean, with all due respect, and please don't take this the wrong way, but it's almost like you don't have a son anymore. He's gone all the time, and you don't get to talk to him.
Right. But it got to the point where there was nothing else I could do. I mean, it started in seventh grade, middle school. He was great in school. He went to middle school. Things started changing. Seems like all kids kind of start changing in middle school. And he started liking school less and less, and then eighth grade came, and he was just missing school. Once you miss 10 days in a row, they have to call child services, and you got to start that whole business. And we did that seventh grade. We did it eighth grade. Mm-hmm. He even went to an alternative school next to West. They passed him on to freshman year. We did everything we could do to make him a successful. His freshman year, at West. And he went 2 days, and then that was it.
So what I'm hearing you saying is the separation was already there anyway, and you were really fearful that you were going to lose him permanently, so this was your alternative to keep that from happening.
He wasn't allowing me to parent him, and it was a constant struggle every single day. And I would take the Xbox away. He would say, I got nothing else to lose, so I'm not going to go to school tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he knew I physically couldn't make him get up and go to school.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any backup.
Right.
So every morning.
What do you mean? Are you saying
I think she's a single parent?
You're a single parent? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, do you understand that now, Scott?
No, I don't.
Why?
I'm sorry. Laura, this is not an insult. I don't understand sending kids to military school. I just don't get it. I understand.
Well, take out the military. Just how about school?
Or private boarding schools that are.
If there's no other hope?
No, I don't understand it.
Why?
I mean,
you just heard this woman say that she was losing her son. She saw it coming down that it was going to be
Because
a disaster.
I grew up in a military lifestyle bubble. I get it. If that's what you're trying to get me to admit, I admit it. I grew up in a bubble. That's a fact.
Right, you have great parents, and you had two parents.
I grew up,
and your dad could make you do what
when
you wanted
me,
you to do.
Do
right?
you understand it? No, I don't. I'm not saying what Laura is doing is wrong.
Right.
What I'm saying is I don't understand it. Just like somebody who grew up in a split home can't understand what it's like growing up in a home with Beaver Cleaver-like stuff. I get it. If you're arguing, Scott, you're shallow.
And I'm not saying you're shallow.
And you grew
I'm
up in a Beaver Cleaver house.
She's coming from.
You're not insulting me. Yeah. It doesn't hurt my feelings when you say, Scott, you had a pretty damn good childhood.
That is good, yeah.
I mean, so.
So did I.
Yes, it's a little bit hard for me to understand it.
I think because my wife deals with this now, running her nonprofit, where these girls live there for a year. The families, for whatever reason, can't control the kids. And they're either going to juvie and end up in the system, or they're going to, this is their last ditch hope. To go someplace where they get help.
I guess what I wonder when I hear, you know, people like Laura saying, I couldn't control him, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. I wonder if the discipline, and I'm not passing judgment, I'm just asking a question. Was the discipline in the home stringent enough?
No, it probably wasn't. But maybe Laura and others didn't have a history of knowing how to discipline. And so if you don't get on the right track, kids can be conniving, evil little you-know-whats. And they will take advantage if they see a weakness in a parenting skill. And then they will monopolize on that, and it will grow and grow and grow until there's nothing you can do about it as a parent.
Okay. All right. Fair point. 576-7798. Get to the phones. Scott in Kansas City. Hi, Scott.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man.
Hey, first off, to shorten mine, what Laura said, everything she said spoke to my situation.
Okay.
And I feel for her because I did the same exact thing. And Scott, you and I know each other. And you and I had this conversation once. Because you're asking me how my son's doing, and I was almost in tears telling you how bad it was. I don't know if you recall that.
I do.
Okay. So I was looking at those alternatives because he wouldn't go to school, and I'm not a small guy, and I refused to let it get to a point where it was going to be physical in our home. I would never lay a hand in anger on my kids, and it was the same thing, refusing to go. There is no discipline in public schools, period.
They can't.
They won't even take their iPhones. When we were kids, you got your Rubik's Cube taken away.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of distraction is an iPhone in class? And they refuse to take, not that they just won't, they refuse to take it because of liability. Well, the kids know it, and they don't do anything. And then they put it on the parents for the homework not being done. They had time in school, but they spent it on their phone. We'll take the phone. We can't touch it. So that escalated and escalated and escalated and kept going to where he fell so far behind and refused to go and got to the point where I had to take 7-8 weeks off of work to get him counseling, to get him help.
Scott, I would agree. Let me interrupt just to continue the conversation, and I want to get your response. Maybe you would agree with this or not. You're on the radio, and I would tend to agree with you that the amount of discipline in public schooling has severely withdrawn. And you're on the air right now with three guys who went to public schools in the state of Texas. And I would imagine, I can't speak for Mark, but I know I can for Rod, you're on the air with at least two people who were paddled in school.
Fifth grade and
ninth
grade.
I can still remember the name of every teacher that ever gave me SWATs. And I can remember the names of teachers who didn't give me SWATs because I was afraid.
Schools and military bases.
Well, no. I mean, no. Yeah,
no, these were just
public. My SWATs were on military bases, but Rod didn't run
the
military.
Mine were too.
Okay. But these were in Texas where it was allowed. I got SWATs. I know Rod got a lot of SWATs.
Lots.
You
I got
SWATs?
Twice. Fifth grade and ninth grade.
Mine was fifth and sixth. Mrs. Wilkerson was the first person that ever gave me SWATs. I can still remember her name to this day. And I can't remember the name of any other teacher in elementary school. It stuck.
Well, it's gone now. There is no discipline. And that fed the problem even worse. And that's what made me start looking, and I am alone in this too. I am by myself raising them. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, plays a huge role in the fact that, A, there adds a huge depression ratio on the child, and B, you're on your own. There's no backup. I have to leave to go do things or go to work or do this. They do what they want. I got to leave before he goes to school. Well, if he doesn't want to go to school, he's not getting on that bus. I got to come back and make sure or pick him up and take him physically. I did that for a year, Scott. I mean, this has been going on for almost 3 years now. I have finally got him 80% back on track, but it's been a 3.5 year battle.
So is he in military school now?
No, he's okay. Still in public.
Gotcha.
But our school district, I can't say enough great about them. They have worked with me beyond belief, beyond compare.
Well, thanks for calling in. That's a great story.
Scott, I love you, brother, and keep fighting the good fight, okay?
I'll talk to you soon, Scotty.
All right, look forward to it, my friend. All right, let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markson.
Happening now on KMBZ, a little sunshine helping road crews this afternoon. That's next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.